Picture this. You're marketing your product not just to people, but like to the AI that's, increasingly influencing their decisions.
Yeah.
That's the future we're diving into today.
Right.
We're going to explore a fascinating new approach to search engine marketing, one that acknowledges like the AI chatbot in the room,
It's a fascinating evolution. For years, marketers have been laser focused on like deciphering these search algorithms, right? And now we're entering this new era where understanding how AI interacts with those algorithms is becoming like super paramount.
And that's where this white paper from Jellyfish, it's a digital marketing agency, this is where it gets really interesting. They're suggesting that to thrive in this AI-driven landscape, we need to rethink like some long-held beliefs, starting with the unexpected resurgence of broad match keywords.
Yeah, I think what's so intriguing about Jellyfish's approach is they recognize that AI, particularly large language models like the tech behind ChatGPT, they don't think in like isolated keywords, right? These models are designed to understand like context, intent, much like humans do.
So those broader keywords that some marketers like used to shy away from, fearing they were too imprecise, turns out they might be the key to speaking AI's language.
Precisely. And Jellyfish has gone a step further. They've actually developed this tool called Share of Model. And what that does is it analyzes how these LLMs respond to searches. So it's almost like, a way to peek inside the AI's mind to understand, what it prioritizes and how it connects the dots.
That's wild. Okay, so one of the kind of the most compelling pieces of evidence that they present in this white paper is a case study where a Jellyfish client saw a staggering 380% increase in conversions using these methods, and at a lower cost per conversion. Like that's the kind of result that makes you sit up and take notice, right?
Absolutely. But it's not just about like throwing money at broad match and hoping for the best. Jellyfish really emphasizes this more strategic approach, one that aligns with how AI is learning to understand information.
So it's less about gaming the system and more about like working in tandem with it.
Exactly. It requires a shift in mindset. And that's where their five key best practices come in.
Let's get into those.
So the first best practice might seem a bit counterintuitive, especially for like, those used to hyper-targeted campaigns. It's called simplified account structure.
Okay, so less is more in the age of AI. Tell me more about that.
Yeah, so think of it this way. Like in the past, marketers would create these like incredibly granular campaigns, right, within Google Ads, trying to target every possible niche. But with, AI's ability to like grasp context, Jellyfish suggests consolidating these campaigns. So broader campaigns, but ones that are like aligned with your core goals, actually give the AI more room to work its magic, so to speak.
It's about trusting the AI to connect the dots, right?
And that kind of leads us to, the second best practice, which is pairing broad match with smart bidding and portfolio bid strategies.
Okay, we touched on broad match earlier, but remind us what smart bidding is.
Yeah, so smart bidding is essentially like letting Google's AI take the reins of your bidding strategy. You define your goals. Maybe it's, maximizing conversions or achieving like a specific return on ad spend. And the AI automatically adjusts your bids in real time based on like a vast amount of data.
So it's like having a tireless digital marketing assistant
Yeah.
who's like always optimizing your bids.
Precisely.
I love it.
Now, when you combine smart bidding with portfolio bid strategies, which involves grouping similar campaigns together, you're giving the AI even more data to analyze, making those bids even more effective.
So we've simplified our campaigns. We've empowered the AI with smart bidding. What's next?
So the third best practice might seem obvious, but it's absolutely crucial in the age of LLMs, and that's relevant landing pages.
Right. You click on an ad for, let's say handmade ceramic mugs,
Right.
and you expect to land on a page that's actually about like handmade ceramic mugs.
Yeah, and it goes beyond just like meeting expectations, right?
Okay.
In the age of AI, your landing page, it's like a signal to Google. It's a
Interesting.
way to like confirm the relevance of your content to that specific search.
Okay.
So a high quality relevant landing page
Yeah.
can actually improve your ad's visibility,
Wow, okay.
attracting more, human eyes,
Right.
and importantly, more attention from those all important LLMs.
It's like the AI is like double checking your work,
Yeah.
making sure that you're not just like making empty promises.
Precisely. And speaking of making promises, let's move on to the fourth best practice, creative excellence.
Okay, so even with, AI calling some of the shots, like good old-fashioned creativity still has a place at the table.
Absolutely, yeah. Your ad copy, those headlines, those descriptions, that's your brand's voice.
Right.
In this increasingly AI-driven
Right.
world,
Right.
they need to be engaging, informative, and of course, relevant.
Oh, pressure, right.
Not at all. But in all seriousness, this is where you can leverage tools like dynamic keyword insertion, where Google automatically integrates, relevant keywords into your ad copy,
Wow.
making it even more appealing to both, humans and AI.
It's a balancing act for sure. Okay, we've got four best practices down. What's the final piece of the puzzle?
Right. So the fifth and final best practice is all about kind of staying adaptable, staying informed.
Okay.
And it's called utilize search term reports.
Okay, so what kind of like insights can we glean from these reports?
So think of search term reports as like your window into the minds of your audience, right?
Okay.
They reveal the exact terms people are using to actually find your ads.
Oh,
So
interesting.
you might uncover like new keywords you hadn't even considered,
Right.
or you might realize that certain terms are like attracting the wrong kind of traffic.
Oh,
So it's like this feedback loop, right?
right.
Helping you refine and improve your strategy based on real-time data.
It's like AI giving AI feedback, right?
Exactly.
Yeah.
And it's an ongoing process, especially as AI continues to evolve, right?
Right.
Jellyfish really stresses the importance of regular review and adaptation,
Right.
to stay ahead of the curve.
Because in the world of AI-driven search, standing still's like going backwards, basically.
Exactly.
So these five best practices, I mean, this is incredibly valuable for marketers.
Yeah.
But I'm curious, like, what are the broader implications for, the average person navigating the internet? I
Right.
mean, most of us aren't marketers,
Right.
but we're all using search engines every day, so
It's easy to like take search engines for granted, right?
we type in a query, we get results. But what happens when, like, the very process of searching is being reshaped by AI?
Yeah, it's a fundamental shift,
Mm-hmm.
and it extends far beyond the realm of marketing.
Right.
As AI becomes more adept at like understanding and responding to our search queries, it inevitably shapes how we access information, how we form opinions, even like how we learn.
Yeah, it's a bit like the difference between like browsing a library with a traditional card catalog
Right.
and like having a conversation with a knowledgeable librarian.
Yeah.
This librarian, however, is powered by an AI that's like constantly learning and evolving.
Exactly. And just like a good librarian,
Yeah.
AI has the potential to make, the search process more intuitive, more personalized, and ultimately more helpful, right?
Sure.
I mean, imagine like a search engine that doesn't just return, a million results for best running shoes,
Right.
but like understands that you're training for a marathon, you overpronate, and you have a penchant for bright colors or something.
That's a future I can definitely get on board with.
Right.
But this evolving landscape also presents, new challenges too, right?
Absolutely, yeah. As
Yeah.
we become, increasingly reliant on these, AI-powered search engines,
Right.
we need to be aware of, the potential biases
Right.
that are inherent in these systems.
Right.
It's crucial to remember that, AI is trained on these vast amounts of data, and that data can reflect existing societal prejudices or blind spots.
So it's not just about like embracing the efficiency and the personalization that AI-driven search offers, but it's also about like maintaining a critical eye.
Precisely. We need to be thoughtful about the information that we're being presented with, questioning its origins and seeking out diverse perspectives,
mm-hmm.
just that we wouldn't rely solely on one news source
right.
or one scientific study.
Of course.
We should approach AI-curated information with a healthy dose of skepticism as well.
It's about being like active and informed participants in this like evolving information ecosystem.
Exactly. And that's why I think, Jellyfish's work is so important here.
Yeah.
They're not just, giving marketers these tools to adapt to this new landscape.
Right.
But they're encouraging them to like think critically about the role of AI in shaping how we interact with information as a whole.
It's a really important conversation to be having. And, this deep dive has given us a lot to consider.
It has.
We've explored the resurgence of broad match keywords, the power of share of model,
yeah,
and like the broader implications of AI-driven search for how we learn and understand the world around us.
It's a fascinating field, and it's changing so rapidly.
Totally.
And it's one that will undoubtedly continue to like spark debate and innovation.
For sure. And as we navigate this new frontier of search, one thing remains clear. The future belongs to those who embrace both the power and the responsibility that comes with, this new technology, this new AI.
Well said.
So stay curious, stay informed, and keep exploring the ever-evolving world of search.